I'm Kyra Stokes. I'm here with Felicia, and she's here to talk about
First People.
Okay, give us an overall summary of the story of the storyline, please.
It's about how basically we, the first people in America and across the world, like where we originated from.
Where do they say we originated from?
Well, most of them, of course, everybody, a lot of people say we originated from Africa, and from what this is saying, true, because they found bones that's old, like over 196,000 years old, and how they basically transformed basically from how we became Homo sapiens from other, I guess from apes or from evolution, and they say how they traveled and how the Indians came about, Native Americans, and how Asians, African Americans, and Caucasians, how we all basically, how our gene pool, how we all related and how we all are different.
Okay, so can you give us some key differences from, like, you know, the different races that you remember?
From African Americans, how we went over to Asia, and how now you see how Asians are, they're lighter, they mostly are thinner, and they saying it was people probably there already, and they basically inbreed it with one another, and how Native Americans, how they were there, and African Americans, basically everybody traveled by walking, of course, and they traveled over there, and then they just start inbreeding with one another, how they hunted, and how you got the I forgot their names, Australia, what is they called, how the first people in Australia, Aboriginals, how they came about, and now if you look at them now, they're so inbreeding with the, I guess, Caucasians. They're not as dark, but they have still same features, and they can tell the difference. And so it's basically showing you where first bones were buried, and how basically where they all came from was Africa, and they all traveled. So that means the, as you see now, more ocean, it was actually land there. In some places where it's land, it was actually oceans. Like in Ethiopia, it was an ocean where they found bones where he was buried. But now it's just nothing but, though it was land, then it became ocean, now it's land again. So it's a dry place. That's why a lot of places, they wonder how people traveled, they were walking, and it was land. Also, that means the continents were somewhat connected some type of way.
Like Pangaea?
Yes.
So is this show like a documentary?
Yes, it is.
And it's based off of true facts?
Yes, because these are true facts. These are bones that they found. Then when they first probably found the bones, it was in the DNA, how you can look at DNA. Back then in the 60s, but now at least like in the 2000s, DNA, they can go deeper and see how long bones were, how old they are, and they can tell. They probably can't exactly tell more so how they died, if it wasn't like trauma, like a blow to the head or a cut, because they still can see them if you had some type of injury. But if you die from like a natural disease or something, the bones probably won't carry that, but they can tell that they probably died of sickness if they don't see no type of actual bones that were damaged, if for like violence.
So if they don't see anything like any contusions, they'll just say that it was natural causes?
Yeah, it was some type of disease back then. We don't probably know what disease it was, because the disease might not be still around, I will say, but you still can see certain diseases come back, and that's probably how they died, like the Black Plague or something. You don't really see that. You don't really see a lot of people with scarlet fever, but back in the 1800s, a lot of people had it, but you still can catch certain things still. But we usually get vaccinated as children before that even happened.
So you mentioned about evolution in us, in a way coming from like monkeys, apes, and chimpanzees. So did it talk about the like evolution from animals entirely?
No, they just showed you the difference of how the facial features and their facial features, how we look now, and how they the they think how people look then. And some of them, because it's your forehead, your skull, and it is not as big, your forehead is not as big or whatever. So that's how they actually determine. And they determined from the man they found in Africa who bones were are the oldest ones in that region. And so far, I think in the world, that his bone structure was like ours. So that's why they say he was a Homo sapien.
So did they talk about Lucy?
The lady they found over, and they found Lucy. She's a female that they did talk about female. Was it Lucy? They think she was a Native American, and she died in the, they put her body inside of a tunnel where they probably buried her, but now it's water there. But yeah, they did talk about, I think it was Lucy that they talked about, because she was on our end. She was over here, correct? They didn't talk about Lucy. No, they did not, because she was not a Homo sapien. They only talked about Homo sapiens, basically people that look and featured us now. Lucy was older, so she was not considered a Homo sapien. She, I forgot the name. They is, I guess they more so, she looked ape-looking, I'm assuming. So yeah, they talking about the transformation when Homo sapiens came about. And they the ones that actually were the ones just traveling. The other ones, they did not travel. The Homo sapiens is us, and we the ones that travel, and that's basically how the world got populated. And then it depends what region you're in, where your skin color, basically. Yeah, so if you're in Australia or, like, say, in European, your skin color will be lighter because you don't get as much sun. So I guess more so America, we are... Native Indians, they were the ones that, when you came over here, that's what they became, Native Americans. So they, only reason why you have all of us now here, because we traveled, we got enslaved to come here, forced to come here, and now this is, you know, America, so more people come, and then we're, you know, mixing with each other. So that's why we looking the way we're doing.
So this, while talking about the evolution of Homo sapiens, it also talked about, you know, like the distribution of melanin.
Yes.
And like how that came about.
Yes. They talk about melanin. They talked about like the brain cranial, because our skulls are all different. So they can tell the difference between a Native American skull, Asian skull, an African American, and a Caucasian skull. But our DNA, they saying we have at least a one trait that connects all of us to the same DNA.
So to say that we're all human.
Mm-hmm. So would it be? Oh no, say we're like all related.
So everyone in the world.
Yeah, because they all came from one area, and then you got to see the map. It's like they showed you they came from Africa, and then they walked, and they just spread it out to different. Some people went one place, some people went another place, but the Amerishiners that's in Australia, they saying something already there, and African people went there and saw them. Mm-hmm. And that's when they started inbreeding, making kids with each other. But we don't know exactly. They could have fought. We don't know if they were territorial, who got killed, who this, but they just saying they had to because of the way their DNA structure is.
So while talking about all of this, did it talk about like the evolution of like tools?
Yes, they talk about tools, especially in Africa, because they showed how they were, they can tell what was the one that probably was for the spear and what chipped this to make the spear. And they say, you know, they would leave it down like on the ground, and because they knew they would pass back that way. So they knew they had something there if they caught a kill or, you know, something like, excuse me, like that. So the man described it as like an ATM. You know it's there, and you just pick it up and you use it if you need it.
Did it talk about any other things that were interesting that you think that not a normal person would know without research?
Yeah. I fell asleep on some of it. I fell asleep on a series like 4, so I didn't get to see. They talked about, because they went by different, from America, Asia, Africa, Australia. The last one, I don't remember because I don't know because I fell asleep. Mm. So I got to go back and watch that last episode.
So but how basically, many series are there?
It's only 5.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for that.